Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But I don't think we can get around it. Maybe when we finally have a first gentleman. And maybe we should be that way about the first gentleman also, and really critique the way they look all the time. I don't know, it'll be interesting when it finally happens what the first gentleman will do. I hope they'll take on men's health, perhaps.
It is the Rock and Roll Friday version of the Savage Nation. We're not yet at Sombrero Saturday. Yep, the voices of the Quislings were played yesterday. Play a little rock and roll before I start talking about the Bush dynasty and more nuclear officers purged by Obama. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's my monologue. The Bush dynasty is un-American. We're hearing Jeb Bush is going to run now. Now, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Jeb Bush is known in some circles as the smart Bush. And it's a shame he isn't the Bush who ran in 2000, because now he's the Bush who shouldn't run at all. We fought a war with the British to end so-called royal control over our people. This nation was founded to end dynastic rule. Now, perhaps in the distant past, political dynasties inspired a sort of stabilizing force for a nation. It was familiar, a political brand name that carries with it a perception of implied beliefs or values. But there are also very serious drawbacks to any political dynasty. Are you listening? Concentration of power in the hands of one with limited skill or experience in a dominant political lineage could keep the people from seeking qualified leadership in the form of another lesser-known candidate. Witness Prince, whatever his name is, in England. That dope. I mean, he's qualified to be whatever he is. He inherited it. That's a dynastic example. The Bush family is a fine example of America. But I agree with Barbara Bush, the matriarch of the family, that it's time to end political dynasties in America. Jeb Bush should not run in 2016. For that matter, neither should Hillary Clinton. Isn't 8 years of any one family enough? Both people would make fine candidates for their respective parties and interests, but the world must move beyond nepotism, because democratic rule is best accomplished by popular vote and not sheer unadulterated power. I say Jeb Bush should withdraw. Do you agree with me? Should Jeb Bush run or not? That's one question. It's a good one. 855-407-282 is the phone number. And now I have a disturbing story on Rock and Roll Friday. Obama purged another 92 officers in our nuclear command while you slept and talked about the Super Bowl. While you were concerned about which goon would throw which ball farthest, Obama fired another 92 officers at the 331st Missile Wing. Did you hear what I just said? More nuclear officers were fired while you were focusing on which goon, which uneducated moron would throw which ball farthest or fall in the snow fastest. Another big problem. 855-407-282, falling on dead ears. Average person deserves the kind of country they get. There's a reason Alfred E. Newman is president. It's because it's exactly what we deserve. So I'll give you something for the average man out there. An ex-TSA agent confirms your worst fears about airport security. He quit, and he said, "We laugh at naked bodies and take apple butter from old ladies." That's an ex-TSA agent. The touchers, the stealers, and the anger management people at the airport confirm that they're doing exactly what you fear they're doing. They stop passengers if they have an attitude. They confiscate snow globes from children. They confiscate nail clippers from pilots. They profile passengers based on their nationality. And yes, they gape at you in X-ray photos. In a confessional piece for Politico, former TSA agent turned writer Jason Harrington spills the secrets on the ways that the security workers pass the time during their long shifts. Quote, he said, "I confiscated jars of homemade apple butter. on the pretense that they could pose threats to national security. I'm going to stop reading this. I'm not interested in it. I think if that's all you want to hear, I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going down to your level. I'm not going down to your level. I heard that the Republican Party is seeking a platform, something to stand for. What a bunch of schmendricks. They never heard of borders, language, and culture. They haven't heard my show for the last 20 years. If they don't know my show, they don't deserve to even vote. If the Republican leadership has never heard Michael Savage, if they pretend they haven't read any of my books or heard about any of my books, they don't deserve to run for office. Okay, I'll challenge you another way. Can you define America, or any nation for that matter, in a more succinct manner than I define the nation with borders, language, and culture? I created it in 1994 when I started in radio after several other many important careers. And I was already quite along in terms of my achievements. But I was forced to define a nation when I began in radio. They said, how do you define a nation? 1994, I said, well, a nation is defined by borders, language, and culture. Has anyone beaten that? Can anyone listening to this show tell me which genius on any side of the aisle, or no aisle order at all, even underneath the seat, can anyone tell me a better way to define a nation than by its borders, language, and culture? Nobody has succeeded in defining this nation or any other nation in better terms, in more succinct terms. Having trained in science, I learned that less is more, fewer words are better, and a more succinct statement is better than a long statement, which is why I am not a politician. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's take our first call out of Reno, Nevada. Alan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please, on Rock and Roll Friday.
Well, I'm going to agree that borders, language, and culture is just three terms that really covers the whole entire deal. Now, you asked the other day, who would make a good candidate? And names are thrown out there of people that we know. I like the idea of Benjamin Carson, but he does not have the good command presence, in my opinion, that we need in a leader. I'm thinking any one of your listeners might make a good president, whether they have the executive skills or not. You know, some will, some will not. It'd be nice to have someone that was actually ran a business, but someone who has not been in Washington for too long. Someone who would actually have the...
I agree with you. It should not be a lawyer. Nobody with a law degree should be able to run for office for 100 years. Look what they've done to American business. That's number one. Look what this lawyer in the White House is doing to this country. So I would say that being a lawyer should disqualify you from running for the office of the presidency. And I'll say this, which you're not going to believe. Anyone from the media should be barred from running for office.
Well, on that note,
I would include myself. Anyone in the media has had an unfair advantage. They should not be permitted to run for office. I want a tradesman. I want a carpenter. I want a plumber. I want an electrician. I want a business owner. I want a stockbroker. I want a doctor. I want an engineer. I want an architect. I want a housewife. Anybody but someone in the government media political complex.
Now, if people don't like your idea of a lawyer, that's too bad, because they shouldn't have used all their lawyers to screw everything up, as you just...
That's correct. That's right. And ex-lawyers who pretend to be conservatives should be barred from the media. I can't understand how anyone would listen to someone who's a lawyer, who worked for the government, who rails against the government and pretends he's anti-government. I don't understand that. How does that work? How does anyone believe a man who worked as a bureaucrat inside a governmental agency, a mole, a lawyer, a capo inside the government? How can they believe that such a lawyer actually believes in borders, language, and culture? How can you believe a word any of those people say? 855-400-7282. But you missed the big story. I'm the only one in the media who heard it. I'm the only one who reported on it. 92 officers in the nuclear command were purged yesterday by Obama. That's 92 more. This president is purging the military as sure as I'm standing here. Now, remember, about 2 months ago, they purged the general in charge of the nuclear command. They claimed he got drunk on leave in Moscow. Well, if getting drunk on leave requires a person being fired, then all of Congress would be fired yesterday. I can guarantee you every one of them is drunk at night, or high at night, or stoned at night on legal or illegal drugs. They're certainly entitled to lead a private life. But why should an officer who was off duty in Moscow be picked upon and fired, and then his entire command replaced by Obama. Something is awry. Obama's planning something, and it scares me to my core. Do you agree with me, or would you rather talk about which uneducated moron will run the fastest or throw the farthest this weekend? Because I refuse. I will not watch the game. If you do, God bless you. I don't. I find it of no interest whatsoever. Just as I stopped gambling at age 11, I stopped being interested in sports at age 9. I'm interested only in certain things, and sports are not one of them. Not at a time like this. You know, last night after the show, I watched a movie from years ago called The Patriot with Mel Gibson. I'd forgotten about how good it was. He's one of the greatest American actors. I know that he's roundly condemned for various and sundry things. But, you know, before you throw stones, better check out your glass walls or something along those lines. But that movie, The Patriot, is amazing. It's about a, you know, family man with 5 children, lives on an estate, and he's a pacifist, doesn't believe in war or fighting, until the evil British come and kill one of his sons and take one of his other sons away to be hung for doing nothing. And they burn his house to the ground. I mean, it's enough to make your hair stand up watching that movie. And I was wondering what happened to this country. There are young men who hear the call to action, hear the call to duty. They are in the military. They are in our police force. That's who the patriots are. The patriots are in the military and on the front lines of our cities doing the impossible, which is fighting Islamofascism abroad while being castigated for it by the spineless politicians, and fighting the gangs and the criminals in America, in the cities, as policemen, while being ripped apart by spineless, politically demented police chiefs and mayors. An impossible job. That's what I got from the movie. If you care to comment on any of this, please don't call the show. The phone number is 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Let's get into a conspiracy theory on the Savage Nation. It's the third rail of talk radio. You're supposed to pretend you're not into conspiracy theories. But given that Obama is such a Frankenstein, let's get into some conspiracy theories together. While you talked about the Super Bowl last night, he fired 92 more officers in charge of our nuclear missiles. This follows last week when a number of others were fired. These people control our nuclear stockpile. You should be concerned if you believe in national security. We have enemies around the globe, some of whom actually have nuclear weapons aimed at us. Now, what if this is a manufactured story that they were cheating? What if it's all manufactured? Why did they fire these men? Why would Obama and his minions, like that useless idiot, he selected a totally useless defense secretary, Hagel the Bagel. I mean, I watched these men during the State of the Union. I got physically sick. I saw weakness, cowardice, evil. I saw a touch of evil everywhere I looked around them. It got me nauseous. Now, what if this is a manufactured story? Why did they fire these men? Did they fail some sort of litmus test? Some questions about whether they would launch if the U.S. was under attack and they did not have direct orders to launch back? Or were they purged for some other reason that you haven't figured out yet? I'm going to ask my listeners, because I have the most intelligent, I would say, and dedicated listenership in the country. I don't know any better callers. I've always had the best callers. And why do you think he's firing the nuclear officers? I think we have a winner on line one, Al from the nation's capital, WMAL. Al, you're calling from Washington, D.C. Why is Obama purging nuclear officers like this?
Yes, Michael, thank you for taking you're just great to listen to. I thank you for being there. I don't think it's a conspiracy or a mystery. I saw the movie 2016 in October of 2012, right before the election. And I walked out of that movie house with many other people. We were just looking at each other in shock. What he wants to do at the end which is by 2016, is take away the volume or the many missiles that we have. So that's his father's dream.
Yes, Obama's an anti-nuclear left-wing fanatic from the university world who wants to fundamentally not only reduce our nuclear capacities, but probably eliminate it. Remember, his desire was to eliminate all nuclear weapons on the globe, beginning with our own self-defense capabilities. So is that what you think he's doing? First take out the men and then take out the missiles?
That's his father's dream. That's what his father's dream is. And that's what was at the end of the movie. It showed the whole map of the United States. Well, excuse me, the whole map of the world. And I looked and I said, we're all going to be just even with what we have. No, you know, we're not going to be the superpower, which... And that's really all I have to say on it.
Al, it's frightening. If you believe what you just said, which obviously you do, or you wouldn't be listening or calling the Savage Nation, how could America be so ignorant? How could they be focused on a group of goons throwing balls on a weekend like this?
Well, they have the people. He has a diseased mind, and he's set on his on achieving his dreams of this.
So why are the Republicans, we know that they're wimps, are you telling me there's no one in the Republican leadership who understands what he's doing to our nuclear command?
No.
Not one of them understands this?
But Boehner is not moving forward. My philosophy is if you're not moving forward, you're moving backward. And they want to try to satisfy everybody, and guess what? They're not satisfying anybody. And
okay, borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Why is Obama purging the nuclear command? Why? Why are there no voices other than mine talking about it? How could I be the only one in the media talking about it? How could you listen to the radio and not hear the loud silence about this issue? How? How? I'm asking you a question. How?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On Talk 560 KSFO.
As one who works very hard. No, and that's it's not my responsibility, but I will say this. We worked very hard to honor our responsibility to pass a bill that honors the vows of our founders, life, a healthier life, liberty, to pursue your happiness.
Nancy Pelosi, the Looney Tunes character of the Congress, was on a show last night where even the left-wing script reader could set her up for a fall. He asked her how come she couldn't fix the Obamacare website, and she was caught off guard because she thought it would be another friendly, bootlicking. But even he knows which way the wind blows. You know, he didn't get where he is by being stupid. The much smarter people write for him, and they told him, make believe that you're moving to the center, because the left wing is finished in this country. MSNBC, NBC, the lowest-rated networks under Pil Griffin. Pil Griffin has destroyed MSNBC and NBC. And that's because they are so un-American, anti-American, and anti-realist that the people don't want to watch it anymore. They've heard it all. Now you have her going on a comedy show. And that character, as you well know, is a complete and total script reader. And I can prove it as simple as this. During the writer's strike, he was unable to go on air. He had no material. End of story. I don't use a writer. That's all there is to it. I don't use a writer. That's as simple as that. So he needed a writer. I don't. But nevertheless, she goes on that show. She can't answer a simple question of why she couldn't fix the Obamacare website. That's now the second most powerful woman, I don't know where, on the Pacific Heights? No, she's the most powerful woman on Pacific Heights. No, she's the second most powerful woman on Pacific Heights. I think the most powerful woman on Pacific Heights is unknown. She resides in one of the mansions up there, and no one ever heard of her. But Pelosi admits she doesn't know why Obamacare was set up without competent specialists. But then again, we have Barbara Boxer. You know, these people get me so angry that I may take back my pledge. I may run against Boxer or Feinstein. Nah, I'm just kidding. I know you want me to. I won't. I can't stand the political system, and I don't want to be a politician. So let's play Looney Tunes now with Barbara Boxer complaining that women are oppressed in clip number six.
Now, the reason we are here is to make a very strong point. The minimum wage disproportionately affects women. Two-thirds of minimum wage workers are women. Two-thirds of tipped minimum wage workers are women. And in two-thirds of America's families, women are the breadwinners or the co-breadwinners.
How many years can they keep up this Animal Farm-esque litany? How many idiots can there be in the state of California that still believe one word that comes out of this woman's mouth? How can they take it anymore? I thought liberals were smart. I thought that they considered themselves to be smarter than we conservatives. I thought that they thought we were the knuckle draggers. How do they keep voting for these harridans over and over and over again, who repeat infantile phraseology over and over again? Minimum wage, women oppressed. Minimum wage, women oppressed. Minorities oppressed. They all come here to work. Save the environment. Medicare, Medicaid, the environment. Medicare, Medicaid, the environment. Medicare, Medicaid, the environment and women. Medicare, Medicaid, the environment, women and gays. Medicare, Medicaid, the environment and women. I've never heard anything like it. Is this nation as stupid as I think it is? Yes. So let's get back to the main question. Why is Obama purging the military especially of nuclear officers? It's frightening. Not one politician is talking about it. No one in the media is talking about it. No one in the conservative media even notices this. And I'm talking about it. There is treason going on right in front of your eyes, in my humble opinion. WBAP Texas, Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. What do you think about Obama purging the military, especially of nuclear commanders?
Glad to be here. First-time caller.
Yes, sir.
I was in the military in the early 70s in the Pershing nuclear missile system, tactical in Germany. And in the military jargon, it's called command and control. When you take the command away, you also get the control. This is treason from inside our borders. It's totally treason. Why don't we just call it what it simply is?
I understand that. I mean, how many, what does this man actually have to do until people recognize who he is? What more has to happen for them to wake up to who the man is and who the people around them are?
I guess turn us to dust. Everything he touches turns to dust.
Well, I called him Obama the Destroyer and trickle-down tyranny. I don't think I was wrong. I said he's like a spoiled child who takes watches apart and then cannot put them back together again. Everything this man touches, he destroys. Whether it's the healthcare system, which was, with all its flaws and corruption, the finest in the whole world. He's destroyed it, or will destroy it by the time he's through. The military, it was the greatest military on earth. It's no longer the greatest military on earth. He is decimating it.
You're absolutely right. He's a narcissist.
No, it's much worse than that. It's a little bit more than that. Let me send you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. Stay in the line. Does the average person care about this? Or let's say you're sitting in a car somewhere. I mean, do you care about this or not? What do you care about? Let's go to some websites and see what they've posted. Certainly they're not talking about this. Here's the headlines of the New York Post, allegedly a conservative website. Headline, Justin Bieber's jet stopped for pot on way to Super Bowl. Okay, that's important. Pele almost ended up in the NFL. That's important. Killer who escaped psych ward caught 1,100 miles away. These stars can't get enough gridiron action. David O. Russell and Jennifer Lawrence set to team up again. Star snaps of the day. Inside the majestic Hindu affair of Magh Mila. These are the headlines in the New York Post. Okay, not one mention of the purge of the nuclear officers. Now let's go to another alleged conservative news site and see what the headlines are. The Drudge Report. Headline, Super Security Takes Over Super Bowl. Snipers Deployed in Stadium. It's all about the Super Bowl. Pelosi, I'm not going. Liberals drink more alcohol than conservatives. House leaders campaign for amnesty. Confessions of a former TSA screener, I saw you naked. Keystone Pipeline clears environmental hurdle. Cruz says that the amnesty will ruin the hopes of retaking the Senate. Cruz is a phony. I don't care what you think of me. I had a tape yesterday of Cruz saying he's in favor of more H-1B visas than anyone, and they rejected that law. What does that tell you about Mr. Cruz? He's exactly like the other guy I warned you about, who has now been basically sidelined because he was exposed as an amnesty pusher. and that would be none other than Marco Rubio. I don't trust Cruz. I know he's a darling of certain radio hosts who have built their shows around him, but if the man comes out for increased numbers of H-1B visas, what does that tell you about? So now let's go to another, not one note about purging the nuclear commanders, not one note. Let's go now. Let's make some more friends and enemies today in the Savage Nation. I have more enemies in the conservative media than I do in the liberal media. Do you know that? In the liberal media, at least they ignore me. That's what Stalinists do. But in the conservative media, they actually attack me because that's what Judenrats do. So let's go to another website that now hates me. This was once it was a very good organization, Breitbart, when Andrew was alive before he died. It was taken over by a group of greedy people who turned it into something other than what it once was. Is there one article about this on that? No. Nope, it's all, again, about immigration. Now, that's an important topic. I've been covering it since 1994. I'm glad they're finally catching on to it. But there's not one article about the purging of the nuclear commanders. Let's go to one that's really conservative, because they're really ahead of the curve on everything in terms of conspiracy and seeing things with their... PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones's website, headline, Washington State edges closer to taxing drivers by the mile. I don't know why that's... Well, maybe that's... Okay, that's the one I caught first. Walmart food stamp cuts hurt our profits, okay? Dear America, I saw you naked. That's about the TSA agent. That's important, I guess, but it's nothing new. Third banker commits suicide within a week. Guess that's important. There's a picture of a nail gun, but I guess they're aligned with a certain talk show host. I don't know where anything about this on purging of the military. I don't see any. Dershowitz says legal experts were vindictive against D'Souza by indicting him. I'm not a fan of Alan Dershowitz. In fact, I detest the man. I think he's one of the most despicable phonies on the planet, by the way. And I think that Dershowitz, who thinks he speaks for the... Dershowitz thinks he's the king of the Jews. I don't agree, by the way. He gives me the creeps. 855-4... So there's not one website that I read that is covering the purge of the nuclear missile sites. So I'm looking for it. The liberals certainly wouldn't cover it. They want us to be denuked and denuded. They want us to be declawed so we can no longer defend ourselves. So literally, any enemy could take us over without firing a shot. Right or wrong? It is... What time is it? It's 43 minutes after the hour, and it's the Savage Nation. I've already given you two monologues, several sound bites. And here's Obama talking about marijuana, doubling down on the fact that it's not bad for you. Where is this on Obama? Who cares what he says? Everything he says is propaganda. Oh, here it is, clip 10. Let's hear our great leader in clip 10.
I stand by my belief, based, I think, on the scientific evidence, that marijuana for casual users, individual users, is subject to abuse just like alcohol is, and should be treated as a public health problem and challenge.
We agree on that.
But as I said in the interview, my concern is when you end up having very heavy criminal penalties for individual users that have been applied unevenly
in some cases
with a racial disparity.
Okay, there it is. Everything is through the lens of his race. Okay, stop. Everything Obama says is through the perverted and twisted lens of racism. This man cannot get up in the morning without looking and saying, what can I do today to turn the races against each other? He probably sits down to a breakfast of eggs. Well, I wouldn't think he would eat eggs. Probably a breakfast of cigarettes and coffee, and says, let's see, what can I do to stir the pot today and turn blacks against whites and whites against blacks? Let's see, marijuana. Let's make that a racial issue, not a drug issue. Let's see what I can do today to disturb the American people another day. Okay, well, that's it. So everything he sees is through the lens of racism. It's worked for him. He became president on it. Wouldn't you keep doing the same thing if that's what got you where you are? If you were Barbara Boxer and you started by screaming about women, oppressed women, Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment as 20-some-odd thousand years later, and you're still getting away with it while laughing all the way to the bank, wouldn't you continue talking about oppressed women, Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment? If you were Obama and you were an unknown nobody and suddenly you decided to identify with one side of your racial composition rather than another, and all of a sudden the white people started to kowtow to you, and all of a sudden you saw them looking up to you and thought you were a leader because you were aping, you know, H. Rap Brown or whoever you were, and all of a sudden you started putting on the act, and you saw how far it got you. Wouldn't you continue it, even though you're president? Why would you stop now? You think that he would mature in office? No, I don't think he's matured in office. But I don't want to turn this into strictly an Obama bashing show. It's too easy and boring at that. The most important thing you remember today is I talked about the purging of the nuclear officers. I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative. You should be very worried indeed. Something is wrong here. Something is wrong here. If you're a liberal who's in the military, you should be very concerned indeed. And that's a shocking statement that I just made. You don't know this, but I know it. You would think that anyone in the military would be conservative. You're wrong. What you don't know is that most of them are liberals because they're interested in their pensions. The conservatives are usually found in the combat division of the military, which is the smallest percentage of people in the military. Those on the front lines are probably 99% conservative, patriots, believe in the America we believe in. The rest of them are fundamentally bureaucrats waiting to collect a pension or get a job afterwards with a contractor. And it's the same with the police, by the way. Those on the front lines of our cities see what liberalism has done to their ability to be peace officers. Those behind the desks who basically answer to the mayors of our corrupt, rotten liberal cities are usually diehard Democrat socialist liberals. You don't know that. I do. So don't assume that everyone in a uniform is a conservative. You're going to make a big mistake. It's the same with the tradesmen. If you see a construction crew, you say to yourself, and let's say Americans, not illegal aliens. In the old days, they were all diehard red, white, and blue flag-waving Americans. That's not true anymore. Most of them today are liberals and on the side of socialism. And why is that? Benefits. Benefits. It's that simple. 855-407-282. It's 48 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. So let's look at Fox News now, the conservative alternative. Headline, former Miss Teen Colorado runner-up's name, likeness removed from pageant site. 2, man washed up on boat on Marshall Islands. 3, Christy Brinkley, Peter Cook, feuding ahead of her birthday. 4, Keystone Review mutes environmental concerns. 5, lawmakers press for probe of soaring propane prices. Not one mention of national security, such as the purging of our nuclear commanders. So Obama's getting away with it. Beware the government media complex. It's that simple. And we can move on. I made my point. I can't do any more. I'm one man. It's a radio show. I'm not a politician. I have no power whatsoever. I have no influence. I'm the most hated man in the history of the media. And I'm hated more by those on the conservative side than the liberal side. The liberal side will either ignore me or listen to me and say, you know what, he's right, but I'm never going to admit it. The conservatives are so green with envy that I was able to break through the cabal that controlled the biggest stations in the best time slot that they're making things up about me that are patently made up to the point where it only denigrates them, not me. And the smears are so fraudulent that it's making them look bad. No one believes it. So I'll do what I have to do and hope for the best. And I'll ask you the same question. But what's the point of talking about it? Can't do anything about it, right? Just sit here and let him destroy the military, destroy the healthcare system, destroy the environment, destroy the coal industry. You know, let him destroy anything he wants. After all, he's God. There's no checks and balances. We know there's a one-party system. Oh, here comes the train. Well, I'm going to jump aboard the train. I'm going to go into the dining car. I'll have some greasy Chinese food during the break. I'll scoff it down and jam it in. Like a stuffed goose, I'll come back to you right after the top of the hour to talk about more going on inside the crazy nation called America, right here on the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey,
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you the real America. I guess people ask me why I play old rock and roll. What, am I stuck in the past? I think the music's sweet and beautiful. Women were put on a pedestal. It was about romance. Women were seen as potential mothers. Not as, well, I don't even have to use the words. Let's just look at the evolution of the cheerleader. Take a look at the degenerates who will be on the field this Sunday. Basically, it's a striptease for a massive audience. There's an interesting article on the evolution of cheerleading by Amy Graf in SF Gate today, with pictures provided going back to the 1920s from a British author, Chris Wilde, who captured the evolution of cheerleading in a photo series on his blog, Retronaut, which I put on michaelsavage.com. And they say that when the Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks take the field for Super Bowl, blah, 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 their cheerleaders will be with them, probably shivering in skimpy costumes in the New Jersey winter. But how did this begin? Men initially led fans in cheers. A University of Minnesota student named Johnny Campbell was the first ever cheerleader. In 1898, he picked up a megaphone and directed a crowd in cheering, rah, 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 ski you ma. Hoorah, hoorah, varsity, varsity, Minnesota. Isn't that charming? Now, you'll notice I'm not talking about the purging of our military, the destruction of our healthcare system, the destruction of our country by Obama, because you don't want to hear that anymore. So we'll talk about cheerleaders. His catchy chant led the football team to victory, and modern-day cheerleading was born. In the 1920s, women picked up pom-poms. Cheerleading eventually became a female-dominated activity. Women wore long pleated skirts falling well past the knee. Isn't that so retro? And started adding acrobatic stunts to their routines. The sexy outfits didn't arrive until the 1970s, according to British author Chris Wilde. Now that, of course, follows the hippie revolution of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. That was a time when feminism was a strong force. And barriers for women in Western society were being dismantled, Wilde says. And over the years, as a result, NFL cheerleading outfits have only gotten skimpier. Cheerleading seems to have acted either positively or negatively as a pressure valve, letting women into the stadium and into the game, Wilde says, but keeping the difference between the men in their helmets and the women in their short skirts very, very clear. So I guess going forward 20 years, if we continue this arc, they'll be stripping naked on this, in the middle of the field. And we'll consider that wholesome family fun. From men with megaphones to women with long skirts, from rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, to, oh, boy, oh, boy, if this wasn't a family show, would I throw a rhyme at you? It doesn't end with, sister, can you spare a dime? I'm sorry. But you could see the evolution of our society even in the cheerleader. Now, I'm not saying we should have men with sweaters and megaphones on the field. No, 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 we don't want men with sweaters and megaphones. We want burlesque stars. We want strippers on the field. That's the new America. The raunchier, the better. The more offensive, the better. The more provocative, the better. The naughtier, the nicer. Let's see if I can use any more iambic pentameter. The nastier, the... I think I made my point. A Seattle Seahawks Seagulls cheerleader performs August 17, 2013. Photo, Otto Grule Jr., Getty Images. So now it's 2014. So let's see, we finished the arc by... What do they have to do in 2020 to keep your attention? And then what do they have to do in 2025 to keep your attention? And 2035 and 2045. Figure that one out. Don't call me on this. Please. There's nothing you can say on it. I'm just giving you a little background. You don't want to talk about the purging of the nuclear command. That's all. We've gone from Rock and Roll Friday soon to Sombrero Saturday. That was a good opening that I did yesterday where we played rock and roll and then went to Sombrero song. Remember that? That was a good show. Did you miss that one? That was season 20, show number. I forget. I got to keep my count. I hope you guys are keeping the count of the cereal, the Savage Nation cereal. 855-407-2282 is the phone number. Open mic to Mike Friday. Any number is fair game. I mean, any topic is fair game. Jeff on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
What's up?
So we live in the Millbrae School District. Last night we got a phone call
requesting that our children at Taylor Middle School wear red T-shirts to celebrate the Asian Chinese Lunar New Year.
Well, I think they should have. Actually, I think that's very benign. I think the school district should have had them wear little blue hats with red stars to celebrate Mao Zedong's birthday.
With little red envelopes. We've never been, you know, we don't celebrate President's Day with American flag.
Oh, no, of course, no. You celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, not Washington or Lincoln. That was the first move of the left, and no one said a word. So why shouldn't they celebrate a communist Chinese holiday?
We've been told not to wear red and blue because, you know, the so-called gang affiliations. We actually got a phone call last night. Can you believe that?
And are you sending your child to school in red today?
Oh, no way.
I would send them to school in an American flag.
Yeah. There'll probably be some discussion about that, but if the world...
Jeff, it's sickening. The teachers' union should be... It's a family show. I can't finish the sentence. But thanks for the call. Ah, it's sickening. Let's take some more calls. KBET, Lisa, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Generally, you're a truth teller, Michael. I appreciate it. I'm a huge fan, a big fanatic. I know that you don't like me to say that.
No, I need it today. I need fanatics to call. No, I need fanatics who love me to call today. I'm in a down mood. The news is so depressing. The nation is getting dumber by the day. Obama's getting away with more and more and more egregious attacks on our country and our sovereignty. It's getting me down. It's starting to get to me.
Yeah, I know. I've been with you for almost 20 years, I think, and you've had other really low periods, and all of us have. We just appreciate we connect with you.
No, I do. I do. I admit it. I'm not a flatliner. I have good days. I have bad days. I'm up days, down days. I admit it. I mean, this is very depressing when he can get away with a thing like this, and it's not even reported in the conservative media. Not even on conservative websites are you seeing the purge of the nuclear command. It's frightening to watch this.
Well, John McCain's probably leading that. I don't know how that works in this business, but I assume that there's something else going on.
How it works in this business is that there's a secret cabal. It doesn't matter whether they're liberal or conservative, left or right. It doesn't matter what they do. They're all in the same business. And they all do each other's stories. They promote each other's books and websites. And even if I posted the MP3 on my site, military being purged of nuclear command, nobody would link to it. Not because it's not the most important story of the day with regard to national security, but because I'm on the no mention list by the so-called freedom-loving conservatives.
About it, they'll attack it. The problem is, I see that as the country declines, they think that they're going to still hold on. There's going to be a freeze frame, like your other caller said about an hour ago. If things aren't moving forward, they're declining, and there just won't be this kind of platform. I mean, we're not going to have the kind of lives that we had as children. No,
absolutely not. And talk radio will be gone probably long before you think so.
And I wanted to speak for probably millions of people to tell you that as a truth teller, we appreciate it. You do connect with us. It does make a difference, and I can't thank you so much for being.
I don't know what to say other than thank you a million for your support. I don't know what else to say, and I thank you again. It's beautiful. Maybe I should give you a recipe for herbed chicken cutlets with a lemon garlic sauce. Maybe then I'll be loved. What if I gave you a recipe for herbed chicken cutlets with a lemon garlic sauce and didn't talk politics? Would Home Depot then advertise on my show? Or what if I told you about Kate Upton gets a Super Bowl ring? Would General Motors then advertise on my show? See, they won't advertise now because conservatives apparently don't buy General Motors cars and they don't shop at Home Depot. They only advertise on liberal shows. What if I read you the companies that refuse to advertise not only on mine, but any other conservative radio show? Would you believe it? Would you actually believe it? Stores you shop in? How many psychotic left-wingers can there be to shop in Home Depot? What, do they think conservatives don't shop in Home Depot? How is that possible? Well, what if I only talked about Giselle and Tom Brady's stunningly gorgeous Manhattan apartment, and we just did here a celebrity worship all day? Well, how about this story? Sorry, fellas, women who broke hearts by coming out as lesbians. Now, there's something that General Motors or Home Depot might like to advertise around. That's as pure as apple pie. See, if you talk about sexuality in that manner, about lesbians who broke men's hearts, or about chicken recipes, why, then that's safe. That's the new mom and apple pie. But if you talk about your fears about the nuclear command being decimated by Obama and why he would want to do that, you have to make certain that no ads for your company appear around the Michael Savage Show. Because the next thing you know, people who actually use your products are liable to thank you for advertising in the Michael Savage Show. Does that make sense to any of you? That's why I did the cheerleading. I thought I would normalize the show a little bit more, not focus too much on things that no one cares about. Could focus on the Super Bowl. I know nothing about it. I don't even know who's playing. I know it's a team from Seattle because I just saw the cheerleader story. I probably won't. I will. 5 minutes. I have to as an American. Plus, I'm afraid that if the NSA, who watches my television with me, finds out I didn't turn in the Super Bowl, I may be put on a list of some kind, and they could visit my house. I would think that any American over the age of 21 who doesn't watch the Super Bowl, once the NSA reviews your television program habits, like through Comcast or whatever, I mean, they know what you're watching. They have devices that can look at you through your television set. That's eerie. Isn't that creepy? You don't care about that. After all, you don't do anything wrong. If you don't do anything wrong, why should you care if the NSA is spying on you and violating the Constitution? What's the difference if they put a camera inside all new televisions so they can watch you reclining and see your viewing habits? It's to keep you safe. The reason they're violating your constitutional right to privacy is for your good. And frankly, if you follow that logic, preventative detention is probably the next and safest step for Obama, to detain any American for their own safety and put them in safe internment camps where nobody can harm them, because you have to protect them. And the best way to protect Americans who are at risk is to lock them up in nice, well, they'd be nice detention camps, don't get me wrong. They'd probably have all the amenities that we're used to. A toilet, a sink, medical care with around-the-clock injections and medication required for your own health and your own safety. You would have no right to reject any medication, just as in the ex-Soviet Union, because it was for the safety of the prisoners that they were declared insane and put into re-education and psychiatric hospitals. That's the way a country who cares about its citizens works. It begins through incremental steps of spying on people, disrespecting people, attacking people, and anyone who stands up to them is considered an enemy of the state. And then, of course, they're declared mentally incompetent by the same people who claim that soda is bad for you and marijuana is good for you. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the program. And, of course, today is Rock and Roll Friday with Open Mic to Mike Friday, which is better than Sombrero Saturday, but I'm not on the air on Saturday. We're talking about a number of different topics, including, I have to repeat them again. Why is Obama purging the nuclear command? And you don't care, so I'll move on. That's all. KSFO, Daniel, on another topic, go ahead, please.
Hello. I'd like to talk about how Obama is basically saying that smoking weed is okay. I really think that what he's doing is it's wrong. You know, he's encouraging drug use.
That's right. How better to control a nation? How better to control a nation of idiots than get them drugged up?
At this point, pretty much. I mean, I think that it's more.
I mean, it worked for the British when they colonized China. They dumped opium on them. They turned all of China into a nation of opium addicts, and then they were able to do what they wanted with the Chinese people. They were addicted to opium. So how better to control a population of morons than to put them on, tell them pot is benign and safe for you?
I think it's more of him just not understanding the consequences, really. I mean, here's the thing. I believe in the gateway effect. You know, I believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. You start with pot, and you do continue to...
Let's put aside all the morality and all of that nonsense. Marijuana has more toxins in it than cigarette smoke. In some regard, it's far more dangerous than cigarettes. Let's just stick to the medical evidence about marijuana's dangers, Daniel. We don't have to go any farther than that. Now, this doesn't mean you should go out and get drunk. I didn't say that. It's not either or. How about neither of the above? Do you want people driving around on our highway stoned on marijuana? What kind of country is this that we encourage this? End of story. I don't want to even get trapped into the marijuana stuff. John on WABC in New York has a very big topic on the riots in the Ukraine. John, welcome to the Savage Nation from WABC. Go ahead, please.
Mike, my wife is from Ukraine. Those people over there are rioting for freedoms that we lost long ago, and they just recently gained and lost. And once they tasted freedom, but new tyranny, that's the protesting. They're right. What they're protesting over there, Mike, is a restriction on political speech that was passed. I don't know if people know this, but in this country, about 2 years ago, a federal law was passed making it a felony to protest within a certain amount of feet, determined by the Secret Service ad hoc as they felt per protest, per speech, I should say.
John, a woman was killed outside the White House last spring, if you remember. Do you remember a black woman got trapped in a series of barriers? She had two babies in the back seat, and they executed her. Does anyone know why she was executed? It's not even police protocol to fire into a car that poses no threat. Who was the woman, and why was she killed?
We don't know, but that's been going on a lot. There's a lot of unexplained suicides and so on and so forth. But what has happened in this country is that each generation is further and further from tyranny. They have no idea what it's like to live under tyranny. It's the generations that taste freedom but knew tyranny that know what's going on. And that's what's happening in the former Soviet Union and the former Soviet republics. They have tasted...
Well, what you're saying is that at least they're standing up to the oppressive government. We're not even doing that here.
Right, we don't even know. We don't even understand what's...
No, the average moron is only interested in which goon will throw the longest ball and run the fastest on Sunday. That's the average goon. That's all he cares about. That's all. Nothing wrong with sports, but not when your president is purging the military of the nuclear commanders. I mean, that's a topic worth talking about on an alleged political talk show. When I come back, we have a congressman who was in those closed-door meetings at the so-called Republican retreat who's fuming at what they're doing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation.
Oh, how modern that is. So computer literate. So Twitter-like. So BlackBerry-ish. So with it.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Into a political football, I think it's unfair. So I think it's time to deal with it. But how we deal with it is going to be critically important.
All right, you know, it's one thing to pass the law. Speaking about amnesty behind closed doors, he came out the other day from the retreat, the famed retreat that the Republicans have been engaging in for a few days. And joining us right now is a congressman who's actually been there behind closed doors. We're on the outside looking in. He was in there, and he's fuming. Representative John Culberson, a wonderful man. I believe a true, an absolutely true conservative from Texas, of course, not from California. Representative Culberson, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, what a privilege to be with you, my friend, and all your listeners from coast to coast.
Now, what happened behind closed doors, John? What happened?
First thing Speaker Boehner told us is that this outline that we were handed, which went out to the press about immigration, was simply for discussion purposes. And he said, I want to make it clear, as did the other leaders, we will do nothing without a majority of the majority supporting it. So the first point, Michael, it's real important for people listening to contact their congressman, because if a majority of the Republican majority says, no way, we are not going to support amnesty, let's enforce the law, first things first, the Speaker will not allow it to come to the floor. So he was very clear, Michael, the majority of the Republicans have to support it, and I can tell you, Michael, an overwhelming majority of the Republicans that stood up and spoke, including me, said, wait a minute, we need to enforce the law. This is not complicated. Texans get it. Enforce the law, number one. And number two, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi suggested this. You think they're doing this for our benefit?
Well, but Congressman, what is the chance of the Republican Party blocking this immigration amnesty move?
We will, in the majority of the House, Republicans, Michael, oppose this idea. So in that...
Well, I know you would, and so would about 16 other Republicans, but what about the majority of the Republican Congress? Will they oppose Boehner on this?
Well, the majority of those at the retreat that stood up and spoke, and it was a long discussion and a very good discussion, a majority of, overwhelming majority of the House congressmen that stood up and spoke opposed the idea of amnesty, because, of course, first of all, it's a bad idea to reward people that broke the law. It's unnecessary. The country doesn't want it. The Hispanic community doesn't want it. The Hispanic community wants law and order and safe streets and good schools and a good economy and good jobs like everybody else. This isn't complicated. And the other thing is, Michael, that we in the Republican House understand that this is a power play by the Democrats. The founders created our federal government to protect our freedom, Michael, and Democrats have converted the federal government into a wealth redistribution machine to elect Democrats, and that's why they want amnesty and citizenship for people who have come here illegally from countries where their education level is lower. They're used to a centralized government that provides them everything. So the Democrats want these folks to be registered as voters so they can turn them into Democrats. That's why
But Congressman, I agree with you, but Boehner, Majority Leader Cantor, Whip Kevin McCarthy, Representative Paul Ryan are all in favor of amnesty, according to what I read.
Well, whatever's been said in the press, Michael, I can tell you, will not come to the floor if a majority of the Republican House members oppose it. And my impression is, from watching, listening, talking to my colleagues at this legislative retreat, which I'm on the way home from right now, is that a majority of the Republican House members strongly oppose amnesty, of course, myself included, and the Texas delegation included, and therefore he will not bring it to the floor. So it's vitally important that your listeners contact your congressman and let their voices be heard, because that will be the end of this discussion of amnesty.
All right, so there is something definite that can be done. It's not hopeless. If we send so much as an email saying, do not support amnesty, that will send the message to the congressman and the Republican side, don't support it, and that will end it. That will end it from our side, but what about the Democrat side? They'll steamroll it anyway, won't they?
No, Michael. They can't pass anything in the House without a majority vote, thank goodness. And we in the House...
But Congressman, what if Obama does it by the stroke of a pen, given his inclinations to doing so? What would happen then?
Well, Michael, I've discovered a way to absolutely shut down Obama's illegal executive orders, his illegal czars, and it's through the money. The Congress controls the power of the purse. I serve on the House Appropriations Committee. Took me a little while to work this out, but I've already put language in this year's appropriations bill, and more's coming. When Obama signs an illegal executive order, I will put language in with the support of the Republican House that says unless the president or Holder can show us explicitly where is your legal authority, they don't get the money. If you cut off the money, Michael, they can't do it.
You know why your appearance on my show tonight is so important? Many people are dispirited and think that there's nothing that can be done. You remind me of the character in the movie The Patriot, who despite these great odds against the American people breaking the shackles of British oppression, there were a few who stood up to that British oppression, and it was a few men who dared to do so, and that's how America was built. And Congressman Culberson, you know, in my little house, I have something you once gave me a few years ago when you came out to visit me out here, and that is a little diorama with a little bullet from the Alamo. I remember you gave that to me. I look at it almost every day as I walk down my little hallway. I understand what your thinking is so different than most Americans. And you know what's even more amazing, Congressman Culberson? Do you know that I have no representation in the state of California? Do you know that I have to consider you, a Texan, my congressman, that I have no representative in this great state who represents a scintilla of anything I believe in?
I am proud to be Michael Savage's vicarious congressman.
That's funny. So look, really, this is really good. This is good what you just said.
We're on it. Listen, Michael, if you think about it for a minute, let me give you a quick story. At the FBI Academy, your folks will love this. At the FBI Academy, first day, first class, first words out of the first professor's mouth is, welcome to the FBI, students. Remember, if the defendant says it's not about the money, it's about the money. Because it's always about the money, because it's only about the money. So if you remember that it's always about the money, you will be a good FBI agent. Now go to class. Now I remember that story, and that is true of Obama and Holder. Obama doesn't care about the Constitution. They don't care about committee hearings. They don't care about subpoenas. They don't care about court orders. They don't care about anything, Michael. The one thing that they care about is the money. And that's my
God.
I finally figured.
Well, so you're on a powerful defense appropriations subcommittee, aren't you?
Well, sir, I am, on the Appropriations Committee. I chair the Military Construction and VA Subcommittee. But we, in the Appropriations Committee, we control the entire annual spending of the federal government. And that's why this Paul Ryan budget deal was so important. Even though it didn't cut as much as we want, we're guaranteed to get an appropriations bill this year. And in that bill, Michael, I will be including language that says if Eric Holder and Obama violate the law, they will not be paid. There will be no money to execute those illegal executive orders. We're going to zero out their czars. We're going to cut off the money to Eric Holder unless he enforces all the law. Not some.
Wow. You know, this interview is unique because it's activist. You're telling us there is hope. You're telling the people they have a little role to play by emailing their representatives and saying absolutely don't support amnesty and we might just stop this thing. No one else has said that, Congressman Culberson. I want to do this. I'd like to take, with your permission, this interview and put it up as an MP3 on my website for others to grab and send around to their friends, you know, with a plan of action. Now, here's the most important question of the day. What was served for lunch at the Republican retreat?
Today it was turkey and roast beef sandwiches and potato chips. I picked up.
Well, you know, I tell you something. That's quite frugal compared to the expensive dinners that Obama has. He would never serve sandwiches, would he?
No, we're listening, Michael. The power of the purse is the secret to this guy. The most illegal, unlawful president in American history. This year, this appropriations bill, Michael, I will be leading the effort that if Obama doesn't follow the law, they don't get any money. The agency that breaks the law doesn't get paid. They have no money to execute illegal orders, executive orders, illegal czars. We just cut the money off. But let me tell you, Michael, if you stand on their air hose and cut off their money, you got 100% of their attention.
Now, you said something in the interview tonight on the show that's interesting today. You said at the FBI Academy, were you an agent? How do you know that?
Well, my dear good friend Mike Rogers, a congressman from Chicago, before he became a congressman, Michael, he told me the story because he was special FBI agent in charge of investigating official corruption in Chicago.
Oh, my God. That would be a task that would take a century.
I said, did you ever sleep? He said, no, it was like killing roaches. It was constant.
Oh, man, the land that gave us Al Capone and Barack Obama. What more could we ask for?
Absolutely. He said it always led back to Dan Ross-Kinkowski, inevitably, one way or the other. But he told me that story, Michael, and I thought about it, and I realized we got a president that could care less about public opinion, the Constitution, the law, court orders, subpoenas. They don't care. See, Obama and Holder have to be capable of feeling embarrassment in order for a committee hearing to make a difference. They're not capable of feeling embarrassment. They don't care. But one thing.
Yes, I can see that on them. They're insulated from any criticism whatsoever, which is very dangerous. They have no conscience.
Full attention, my friend.
Representative John Culberson, is there anything you'd like to leave the Savage Nation audience with? By the way, you've just given a lot of people hope. You've given them a plan of action. They feel powerless. They feel that they have no representation anywhere in America anymore. But you just told them that they do. What is it that they can do?
Michael, the one thing that Obama cannot make a Republican congressman do is give him money. Remember, the power of the purse lies in the House, and the House is controlled by conservative Republicans. We have a Republican majority, and a majority of that majority is very conservative, committed to the Constitution, committed to free markets, get the government out of our lives and leave us the heck alone. So contact, first of all, your congressman. Let them know how you feel about amnesty for illegal aliens. Just enforce the law. This is not complicated. Not a problem. Number two, Michael, encourage your congressman to cut off the money for Obama's illegal executive orders and to zero out his czars. We will stop Obama cold from dismantling the America we know and love by cutting off his money. If you break the law, you will not be paid. Work everything.
It's as simple as that. Now, before you leave us, Congressman, I know you have a lot to do. I've been talking for an hour and a half about Obama firing the Air Force officers who were in charge of our nuclear launch systems. There's been a purge going on in the military. We would implore you to please spread the word in Congress about this purge of the military at the officer level. Congressman Culberson, I know you're one man and there's only so much anyone can do, especially when you have a group without a conscience taking a wrecking ball to every institution in this country, and all we can say is thank God that you're there.
Michael, thank you. Remember, it's always one man with a great idea and indomitable determination can turn things around. And Michael, we will never, I know you'll never give up on America. I will never give up on America nor Texas, and we've survived worse than Barack Obama. And now that I know how to cut off his money to stop him from destroying this nation, I've already begun that effort. I did it in this year's bill, and we're going to do more next time. But everyone should be hopeful, optimistic, contact your congressman, and I guarantee we can preserve and protect the America we know and love.
Amazing. Representative John Culberson, thanks very much for being with us on the Savage Nation. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. He's just come from that closed, you know, everyone in the media is talking about it and bellyaching about it and saying there's nothing we can do. You just heard the opposite. You heard it first on the Savage Nation. It's that simple. You heard it. You heard it here. We're going to get the MP3. That's the sound interview. I'm going to put it up on the Savage Nation website by the end of the day. And you're going to pass it on to your friends. It doesn't have to go to any other site. It's going to be from Congressman Culberson, who told you what he's doing, how to stop this. Don't you feel better now? Let's go to one caller before the break. Kyle on WMAL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I'm calling from Virginia, and I actually listen to like talk radio in Virginia, so I hear in the mornings. I don't know if I'm allowed to speak of certain people that I listen to, but one in fact is Chris Plant, and I heard a caller call in and say this administration is like the mafia, and I laughed. I thought of you. I was like, you know, if anybody has ever commented about this administration, it would be Dr. Savage. And
hold on a minute. We're getting a red flash on my keyboard here. I'll come right back to you and all the other listeners who just heard the most stirring hope we've had in months and months and months right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Talk radio came with a warning label. Listen before it does. The only conservative station in the air. On Talk 560.
So look, if you missed the interview we just had, you missed an awful lot because it gave me hope. If it gave me hope, it gives you hope. The man is not a talk show host. He's a congressman. He was inside the closed-door hearing where everyone thought it was a slam dunk that the Republicans were going to follow the amnesty line that Boehner was feeding the world. And he just said, no, it's not going to happen. He also told you that he controls the purse strings through a Defense Appropriations Committee. And that if Obama passes a law, he can deny funding for it, any executive order. That's an amazing, statement that he made. These statements are amazing. And you just heard it. He made the news on the Savage Nation. It doesn't often happen. I don't seek guests. And I got to tell you something. And the reason I don't seek guests is they don't say anything. But this Texan said something. And I can guarantee you something else. When he says it, he means it. You know, he's not like your congressman. WABC, Kevin, welcome to the program. What did you think of Congressman Culberson's appearance on the program?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. Real fast, very happy with your new time slot. You asked right after that interview if I felt better. And at first I did, but then I fell backwards, and I don't feel any better. His words were great. And as a nation, as a constituent, I live in New Jersey, I've heard and been pandered to for long enough. So until we see action, I tell this to my children all the time.
Yeah, but listen. I gotta cut you off. Kevin, he's not Chris Christie. He's not from New Jersey. He's Congressman Culberson from Texas. They're a different breed. They're the real America. They represent everything that Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama don't represent. It's the Savage Nation, be here or be nowhere. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Why do birds sing so gay? Love is the way to
play. It is Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation. Thank God it's not Sombrero Saturday yet. Welcome back to the third hour of the program. In the last hour, we had a newsmaker, Representative Congressman John Culberson was on from Texas. He just came out of that closed-door hearing where the Republicans were meeting on amnesty. Now, many of you have come to believe that the entire Republican establishment is sold out and they're going to go along with the Democrats. You're wrong. You're wrong. You just heard something to the contrary from a man who was there. Culberson controls a very powerful appropriations committee called the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, one part of it anyway. And he said that if Obama passes executive orders that they don't agree with, he's going to cut off the funding for it. That is making news. Now, many of you are mistaken, under the mistaken notion that the entire Republican Party is finished. That's because you've been reading websites too long. You're listening to the wrong radio shows. You know, there used to be a time when the very same people who've turned on the Republican Party used to lick their boots. Wallbanger and company used to be water carriers for the Republican Party. Now, all of a sudden, they see which way the wind blows, and it's Savage moved into the prime real estate by being an independent and having carved it out. Suddenly, Wallbanger declared himself an independent a few months ago, so the others do, in his little school. The others in the cabal, the Wallbanger cabal, are suddenly anti-Republican. But then they attack the entire party and say that all Republicans are no good. Well, that's distorted thinking. That's idiotic. It's fatalistic and it's wrong. And it's hopeless. And it leaves you with nothing that you can do, which is the worst place to be. And I hope that I today change your mind into believing you can do something. He told you what to do. You can be an activist listener. One email to one congressman can say, no, don't go along with amnesty. He said, if they get the message, they will not go along with it, and then Boehner will not push it forward. You heard it on the show. I believe him. He's not from California or New York or New Jersey. He's from Texas. They're a different breed. And you heard that you can make a difference. And I'm very proud to tell you that my hope that when I was given this slot, this day slot, across America on the best stations in the country, that I could somehow alter the outcome of the election in 2014, I think it's going to happen. Because I often ask myself, I've had so many impediments in the road in my radio career, I don't know how I wound up where I am other than wanting it so badly and fighting for it and not letting anything stand in the way. But there was a divine intervention here. Laugh if you want, dismiss it if you want, mock it if you want, be cynical if you want. There was divine intervention. That's why I'm still living. That's why I'm still on the radio. And in my own small way, I told you that maybe this was done so that I and my audience, however large or small it may be, can make the difference in 2014 and then shape America's future somewhat in 2016. I had that Boy Scout view of the world. Well, I just had a congressman on who told me that they will change the course of the political history of America with your help. He was on this show. It wasn't on any other show. And I got to tell you something else. I didn't call him. He called me. I was doing something else yesterday morning. The phone rang. I hadn't heard from congressman in years. I don't seek guests. If they want to be on, they seek us. If it's of interest, we'll have them on. And he said something I didn't know he was going to say. I thought he was going to come on and tell us about what went on behind the closed-door hearing, which he did. But then he said something that I didn't expect. And we're going to put it up on michaelsavage.com by the end of the day, and you can send it to your friends. Send it around on Facebook. We'll send it by Twitter. If you're on my Twitter or Facebook list, you'll get it, or you'll get it on my website by tonight when the guys get around to posting the interview. So, yes, we made some changes. Hopefully we can stop this. Hopefully Obama's inclinations toward a dictatorship can be stopped by congressmen like Culberson, who said he controls the purse strings, and if he passes an executive order which requires funding, we'll cut off the funds. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Also in the last hour, I disclosed again that Obama fired another 32, it was. Is it 32? I want to get it exactly right. 92 Air Force officers were suspended yesterday 92 total were fired by Obama. They're all in charge of America's nuclear command. He is purging the military in the same way that Stalin purged the military in the early 1950s. The difference is that Stalin shot them. Here, they lie about them and just fire them. But there's a reason for it. Why is Obama purging America's nuclear command? If you don't have the answer to that question, at least have the question to that answer. 855-400-7282. KSFO, Eric, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I believe that most Republicans are moderate and that they're not constitutionally minded. They're more democratically minded, which means they're more socially minded. And the way America is moving, America, I believe, has been brainwashed, as you put it, as sheeple, in the direction that we're going, and Americans won't turn back to its constitution. Not just that, most of them don't even know it or read it. So,
but Eric, you've taken the Kool-Aid. You've come, just as you used to believe the Democrats were all bad and the Republicans were all good, now you've bought the Kool-Aid from the people who think that they're sages and geniuses who are telling you the entire Republican Party is rotten to the core. They're wrong. They're just wrong. They're flat out wrong. They're not right about that.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is, though, if you look at the just in the course when Obama's been in office and you look at how the Republicans have responded, it, very rare do you see any individual.
You're right about that, but Culberson said, listen to what he said. He said, I figured out a way to stop Obama's illegal executive orders. He didn't say he found it out a year ago or 2 years ago. He said he figured it out now, and he's going to implement it going forward. By controlling the purse strings, the Republicans can stop the enactment of the executive orders. That's what he was saying.
And I pray they do, but the thing about Texas, though, Texas is a constitutionally protected state, not like the rest of the states that are so influenced right now by the moderate mentality. So
I understand, but he said that even if you live in a state like California, if you call your congressman and say, don't support amnesty, and they get the message that you don't want them to, and they vote with the conservative caucus within the Republican Party, they'll stop them. That's what he was saying. I think that's very important to hear. KSFO, Ken, you're on the Savage Nation. Again, from San Francisco, what's on your mind?
Yeah, excuse me for being a little nervous, but remember immigrants and epidemics. Remember 187.
Okay, you're reminding me of my early days of activism when the corrupt judge Thelton Henderson, who is now destroying the Oakland police force, single-handedly killing the cops from doing their jobs. Thelton Henderson, the same corrupt ACLU rotten judge who stole our votes on 187, I remember it very well. But guess what? That boll weevil has not gone away. He is decimating the Oakland police force. But we're not living in those days. I believe we have a hope right now. It only takes a handful of men to stand up to a dictatorship. You don't need a whole army. You need just a few brave men. Culberson is one of them.
We had the people on the border, the watchmen. They demonize anyone who gets in their way. Republicans, Democrats, cheap labor. You're the only one that ever stood up and said, how about need a minimum wage. You need a strong second middle class to protect everyone's rights. The rich are, Mr. Zuckerberg, he's going to find out what it's like to have a...
Oh, yeah, Zuckerberg, the trillionaire, is now spending a lot of money demonizing anybody who opposes illegal immigration because he wants cheaper labor to be even richer, that pig. Ken, thank you for being with me for so many years. By the way, before the break, I have a list of the people who support immigration reform. Are you ready for them? These are the biggest organizations behind Obama's push for amnesty. You ready for this? Barrett Duke with the Southern Baptist Convention. Timothy Cardinal Dolan, Archbishop of New York and President of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. You ready for this one? Haley Barbour, former Governor of Mississippi. You ready for this one? Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist. All of these people are on record supporting amnesty for illegal aliens. So all you got to do is ask yourself, why do these people and groups support amnesty? Well, it's pretty easy to figure out why the Catholic Church supports amnesty. It's pretty easy to figure out why the former governor of Mississippi supports amnesty. It's pretty easy to figure out why technology companies support amnesty. It's pretty easy to discover why these other groups, by the way, want amnesty. It's all about the money. Follow the money. It's nothing but money. And everything in politics is about money, as the congressman told you. And since he and others control some very powerful appropriations committees, they control the money. This is something that you haven't heard on the other shows, which are giving you the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid right now is all Republicans are bad. They're all trying to show you how independent they are all of a sudden. The very same people who visited the White House under Bush, supported the Republican Party for many years, now suddenly they just go, oh, they're anti-Republican. Now suddenly they want to be the darlings of the Tea Party. Well, don't believe it. Now they're trying to tell you to reject the entire Republican Party. That's the stupidest thing you could ever do. That's a guaranteed win for Nancy Pelosi and the left-wing cabal that is wrecking America. You can't do that. It's idiotic. And I'm on record saying that. And I stand by my words. What you do is you support the true conservatives within the Republican Party of the type I just had on the show that you heard right here today on the Savage Nation. They're there, but you don't hear about them. Instead, the hacks in the media who claim to be conservatives tell you, oh, the whole Republican Party's no good. Now it's time to get rid of the whole thing. This way to the egress. The very same people who carried their water all these years are now telling you to reject the whole Republican Party. They're idiots. This is idiotic. It's stupid. What you do is you alter the direction of the Republican Party. They're the only hope we have right now. Make no mistake about it. The only hope we have is to support the conservative coalition within the Republican Party. That's my message for today on the Savage Nation. I stand by these words. And don't be misled by the Kool-Aid that you're getting from the other side all of a sudden. You don't need to worry about what the liberals say. Now start worrying about what the fake conservatives are telling you, which is throw out the whole Republican Party. How stupid can you get? It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America. Go to michaelsavage.com tonight, and you can hear the interview and send it around to your friends. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
And now I have a disturbing story on Rock and Roll Friday. Obama purged another 92 officers in our nuclear command while you slept and talked about the Super Bowl. While you were concerned about which goon would throw which ball farthest, Obama fired another 92 officers at the 331st Missile Wing. Did you hear what I just said? More nuclear officers were fired while you were focusing on which goon, which uneducated moron would throw which ball farthest or fall in the snow fastest. Another big problem. 855-407-282, falling on dead ears. Average person deserves the kind of country they get. There's a reason Alfred E. Newman is president. It's because it's exactly what we deserve. So I'll give you something for the average man out there. I heard that the Republican Party is seeking a platform, something to stand for. What a bunch of schmendricks. They never heard of borders, language, and culture. They haven't heard my show for the last 20 years. If they don't know my show, they don't deserve to even vote. If the Republican leadership has never heard Michael Savage, if they pretend they haven't read any of my books or heard about any of my books, they don't deserve to run for office. Okay, I'll challenge you another way. Can you define America, or any nation for that matter, in a more succinct manner than I define the nation with borders, language, and culture? I created it in 1994 when I started in radio after several other many important careers. And I was already quite along in terms of my achievements. But I was forced to define a nation when I began in radio. They said, how do you define a nation? 1994, I said, well, a nation is defined by borders, language, and culture. Has anyone beaten that? Can anyone listening to this show tell me which genius on any side of the aisle, or no aisle order at all, even underneath the seat, can anyone tell me a better way to define a nation than by its borders, language, and culture? Nobody has succeeded in defining this nation or any other nation in better terms, in more succinct terms. Having trained in science, I learned that less is more, fewer words are better, and a more succinct statement is better than a long statement, which is why I am not a politician. 855-407-282 is the phone number, michaelsavage.com. And I want to remind you again, that you have to look at America as a lifeboat. try not to forget that there's a limit to what a nation... You want to use a left-wing term? How about sustainability? The left likes to use the word sustain as though they invented it. Well, how can you sustain a nation that's already bankrupt by bringing in 30 million people who will further fill the lifeboat and demand services and foods? How are you going to fill that lifeboat? How's the lifeboat's going to sink? It's not a sustainable practice to grant amnesty to illegal aliens, and yet the left-wing idiots who say that they're into sustainability or sustainable policies are some of the loudest voices for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's not about amnesty for the illegals. It's to attack the heterosexual white Christian male, period. The goal is simple. Bust the hegemony of the white heterosexual Christian male. It's a hatred and racism. What are we sitting here playing defense? What are you playing defense for when we need to go on the offense? Just say, go to hell. You don't like the country? Well, okay, let's have it out already. Never before in history, never in history, this is an historic fact, never before in human history, and perhaps never again in human history, has a sovereign nation given up its sovereignty without firing a shot. This is called an invasion. There's no other word for it. But just as the American Indians were sold out by their tribal leaders, their so-called elders, who did it for the wampum, did it for the alcohol, did it for the guns, did it for the favors that the American invaders were giving them, so our leaders have sold us, the Indians, out to an invading force. It's identical to that. If I were doing a short story version for children, that's what I would say is happening. Now, let me go back in some historic time. Let's look at some words together. The word gringo. People from Mexico tend to call white people gringos. Is it a racist word? Not really. Gringo is derived from the word in Spanish for Greek, the Greek. It's a sort of alteration of the Spanish word for the Greek, because to the Mexicans, let us say of the last century, the white people who were arriving on these shores looked like Greeks to them.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Never before in history has a nation given up its sovereignty without firing a shot. Never before in the history of the human race has one nation handed over its sovereignty to another nation without having lost the war. Never happened before. But it just shows you what a weakling nation we have become. As exemplified by John Boehner, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, and the rest of those useless hacks. As represented by the opposition speech after the president's so-called State of the Union speech, which was bad enough, embarrassing, comic, pathetic, actually, in its lack of depth, to be followed up by that sad sack woman from Washington State who supposedly represented the Republican side and said nothing except victimhood, we're weak, we're no good. I mean, if I were China looking at this nation, I would just laugh. They've taken over the currency. What is required next? What is required next? We wake up every day and feel like we're an occupied nation. Every day I wake up, I feel like that Frenchman in the World War II documentary footage, the Frenchman in the suit crying as the Germans march through the Arc de Triomphe. I feel like that Frenchman. In essence, we are all now a member of the American underground resistance. In essence, we have all become a member of the old Soviet Union Samizdat, the underground resistance that tried to fight the Stalinist regime, and then, of course, the regimes that followed with their gulags and their spying and their arrests and their oppressions and their training camps and their re-education camps and their KGB officers aboard every submarine and inside every tank and inside every military unit. That's what I feel like every day. And I think it's a blessing from God himself that I've been given not only the life that I have to this age, to this day, to this time, and the energy, and the brains, and the guts to say it like it is, but also, and never forget this, the outlet just at the right time. I am now on the biggest stations in the country in drive time. I wasn't before. I had nothing between the last syndicator and this one. I was gone. I was out of the business. And almost by a miracle, I was granted this. Has it been easy? No, it's been very tough, the toughest year of my life. Why do I do it? I do it because I believe every word that I say. Even when I'm joking, I'm telling you what I think is true. Why? Because there is time to turn the ship of state around before it hits the final iceberg. Let me set the record straight. I oppose amnesty. Reasons I've written about since 1994 when I began a radio. And I have to repeat again, I'm an immigrant son. Does that give me special rights? No, but it gives me a perspective of several different worlds. I have one foot in the world of the immigrant who wants a better life, and one foot in the nation that I've come to love ever since I could understand what this nation was and how it differed from all others. And so there I sit before you. That's why I sit before you. I sit before you trying to stop the Republicrats' attack on our borders, our language, and our culture. It's that simple. It's that simple. And Priebus and Boehner, all of them, they're a disgrace. They're quislings. They're a sellout, but they're not the only Republicans there are. I want to remind you of something. Only a month ago, 16 House Republicans said that amnesty will be a final economic blow for American workers. There are Republicans who are conservative, who want to stop granting permanent residency to more than 30 million immigrants over the next decade. If the government tells you if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If the government told you if you like your hospital, you can keep your hospital. If the government then is going to tell you it's 11 million, it's 30 million. And I'll remind you of something else. The minute they become citizens, they can bring in their families. So that makes it 50 million. So where is your nation going to be after this? How can anyone disagree with me? I don't think there's a reasonable Democrat who listens to this show, and there's plenty of them, by the way. I hear there are plenty of them because they understand that they're listening to a different opinion that's founded upon basic understanding of reality, and I present my facts in the middle of joking around. They understand that I back up my statements with facts. I don't think there's a reasonable Democrat listening to this show from sea to shining sea who disagrees with me that we cannot afford granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. That's just on an economic basis. Now, there's an argument that if they're legalized, they will pay their taxes. Well, that argument has some interesting connotations. If you're admitting that once they're legalized, they'll pay their taxes, so you're also admitting that they're tax dodgers, and they've not paid their taxes, and they've avoided taxes, and they're tax dodgers. Isn't that what you're admitting? It's the money they should have been paying all along that they're able to send to their families in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, wherever. In other words, that's the money that they're stealing from us by not paying taxes. Not to mention the free hospital, free medical, free legal, Section 8 housing, and God knows what else, food stamps. God knows how many other billions of dollars have been taken out of our tax side. So if you want to argue they're going to pay their taxes, you better recommend a different argument. Well, put forward a different argument, because then you're admitting that they're double, triple law breakers. They're not only here illegally, which is one violation, but they've also become tax dodgers, which is a serious federal offense. You could also argue that they owe us reparations for not having paid taxes, that anyone granted amnesty has to pay reparations in the form of all of the social services that they have taken advantage of over the years they've been here, and all of the taxes they've not paid. Have you seen any such proposals from the repubs? No. So what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is ignorance and weakness. Those are the two problems, ignorance and weakness. And we could trace it all back for you, but what's the point of doing it? I've been at this since 1994, trying to stop the inevitable. Because right now, since the border doesn't exist anymore with Mexico, and since the language has been destroyed by multiculturalists, and since the culture has been bastardized and ruined by Time Warner and other instruments of evil, where is the border, where is the language, and where is the culture that I'm referring to? It's in my head. It's in my head. So if I am the repository of all that is great about America, whether it be the great art in a museum, and that could go back to medieval Christian art is some of the most amazing art in the world. I went to a small collection, and I'm just always overwhelmed by the quality of the medieval art going right up through the centuries, whether it is a repository as a museum. And eventually museums, by the way, could be eliminated as repositories of Western evil. The museums could be turned into something along the lines of Cuba, maybe showrooms for 1953 Buicks and things of that nature, or sugarcane instruments, or guillotines. You can get rid of all that Western art. That's oppressive, just looking at it. Because, you know, if you can't paint as well as, let's say, Goya, doesn't that make you feel bad? Doesn't it destroy your self-esteem to walk through a museum and realize you could never paint as well? Well, that means you should burn the paintings. Because there's no equal opportunity possible if you're not as good as Goya. It doesn't mean you should worship a man just because he was a thousandfold more talented than you. just because he was may as well have been from another species of humanity. That just shows you how racist those museums are. And as I say, you have to think. You have to widen your lens. You have to open your eyes to the new America under Barack Obama. I think that the culture itself has to be reevaluated from that perspective. And in that sense, the day may come that the paintings are probably burned in a giant pyre to get rid of once and for all Western civilization. Bring it all down, man. Isn't that what you all screamed? Isn't that what you all screamed in the 60s? Bring it all down, man. Well, take a look now, man. Take a look at what you've done. Look at the human filth in the streets of San Francisco and New York. Take a look at the bums sleeping in your doorway. Take a look at the out-of-control crime in your neighborhood. Who do you got to blame? Why, it's you, my friend. Bring it all down, man, huh? Well, you brought it all down, man. And then what? Can you build it back up? Can you build it back up, man? No, you're really good at breaking it down, man. I want to go back to Trickle Up Poverty by Michael Savage. It was a big hit. But the best chapter in there was about the real cost of legalizing illegals. It's the vote stupid. Some of the headlines in the chapter. I'll read the headlines, okay, because it's a radio show. I can't read you the book. The Shadow Economy, How Obama Uses Illegals to Further His Attack on the Middle Class, page 203. Okay, 207, Illegals and the Vote, How the Obama Administration Plans to Stuff Ballot Boxes, Rigging the Census, Voter Intimidation, Buying Votes Using Stimulus Dollars. It's all in there. It's the real cost of illegal granting amnesty. So let me just read the last paragraph of the chapter, and then we'll go to your calls. And I don't know where to begin. It's about Acorn. Remember Acorn? And here it is. They refuse to realize that Barack Obama doesn't want you to succeed in your job or your small business. He wants to see you on your knees before him. In what way do I mean that? He wants you to be dependent for your very survival on government largesse. Exploiting the illegal immigration crisis to expand the Democratic voter base is one of his signature strategies for accomplishing this. He won't stop until we boot him and the Marxist fellow travelers and administration out of office. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer was right when she put out this statement. Quote, President Obama, broken borders are not a laughing matter. No one in Arizona is laughing. Do your job and secure the border. Well, I ended it by saying illegal aliens are illegal. What could be more clear than that? And I'll rest my case right now by saying to you, we can no longer be Barack Obama's sheeple and let the American dream be trampled, beaten, and burned to the ground. Even though the puppet masters behind the government want amnesty for the illegals, including characters such as Zuckerberg of Facebook, who should be embarrassed for what he's doing to this country. He's not a great American at all. It's the opposite. It says that he made $3 billion in one day from a stock jump. That's not enough for the elites. Do you understand that there's no amount of money or power that's enough? Do you understand why we have a constitutional republic that was set up to stop a dictatorship from emerging? Checks and balances. Checks and balances. Balances and checks. Well, when you have no checks, there's no balance. When you have no checks on power, there's no balance. If we have a one-party system, where Frankenstein says he wants amnesty because he's already gone behind closed doors with Clink, and Boehner comes out, Teddy, and says, we're going to grant it because the problem's been around so long, blah, blah, blah. It's a fix. The fix is in because the Chamber of Commerce wants amnesty. Obama and the Democrats want amnesty. What can the people do? Well, it seems the left knows what to do when a government is about to do something it doesn't like. How come the left knows how to go out in the street? And the American people don't. Well, they do. It's called the Tea Party. They did. And they were vilified. They were called every name under the sun, first by the Congressional Black Caucus, then by the Trumpka of the labor unions. One after the other, the Tea Parties were vilified by these groups who finally saw an emerging middle class revolt against their stranglehold on protest. Well, it doesn't mean it can't and shouldn't happen tomorrow. I don't know who it is in the Tea Party who organizes these things, but they better do it in the near future, real near future. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Let's get into a conspiracy theory on the Savage Nation. It's the third rail of talk radio. You're supposed to pretend you're not into conspiracy theories. But given that Obama is such a Frankenstein, let's get into some conspiracy theories together. While you talked about the Super Bowl last night, he fired 92 more officers in charge of our nuclear missiles. This follows last week when a number of others were fired. These people control our nuclear stockpile. You should be concerned if you believe in national security. We have enemies around the globe, some of whom actually have nuclear weapons aimed at us. Now, what if this is a manufactured story that they didn't, that they were cheating? What if it's all manufactured? Why did they fire these men? Why would Obama and his minions, like that useless idiot, he selected a totally useless defense secretary, Hagel the Bagel. I mean, I watched these men during the State of the Union. I got physically sick. I saw weakness, cowardice, evil. I saw a touch of evil everywhere I looked around them. It got me nauseous. Now, what if this is a manufactured story? Why did they fire these men? Did they fail some sort of litmus test? Some questions about whether they would launch if the U.S. was under attack and they did not have direct orders to launch back? Or were they purged for some other reason that you haven't figured out yet? I'm going to ask my listeners, because I have the most intelligent, I would say, and dedicated listenership in the country. I don't know any better callers. I've always had the best callers. And why do you think he's firing the nuclear officers? I'm the only one who reported on it. 92 officers in the nuclear command were purged yesterday by Obama. That's 92 more. This president is purging the military as sure as I'm standing here. Now remember, about 2 months ago, they purged the general in charge of the nuclear command. They claimed he got drunk on leave in Moscow. Well, if getting drunk on leave requires a person being fired, then all of Congress would be fired yesterday. I can guarantee you every one of them is drunk at night, or high at night, or stoned at night on legal or illegal drugs. They're certainly entitled to lead a private life. But why should an officer who was off duty in Moscow be picked upon and fired, and then his entire command replaced by Obama? Something is awry. Obama's planning something, and it scares me to my core. There is treason going on right in front of your eyes, in my humble opinion. Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Here we are, the last day of January in the new year of 2014, hour number three of the Savage Nation. Here are the news headlines. The IRS gave preferential treatment to Obama's Hamas-linked half-brother. Take a look at the scarf that his brother is wearing, his half-brother, and you'll see it's a PLO scarf that calls for the elimination of the Jewish state of Israel. That's your president's half-brother. Oh, really? House leaders, meanwhile, are trying to sell America out with a so-called amnesty plan. Michael Savage has taken over Sean Hannity's slot on 52 of the greatest stations in the world. If you haven't heard it yet, go to michaelsavage.com and see why I oppose amnesty. You can listen to it. You can send it around. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America, is what it says. Senator's son arrested for heroin possession. Let's take a bet on the show and see if he serves any time. A Democrat senator, Tom Harkin, went to Cuba. He came back saying he's impressed with the Cuban healthcare system after his visit. My suggestion is, Senator Harkin, why don't you just move there and get a red beret? Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder can't explain the constitutional basis for Obama's executive orders. Are you surprised? Meanwhile, Obama is Typhoid Mary as Dems in tight races avoid him. It's on MichaelSavage.com from the London Daily Mail. I didn't make it up. What's interesting is Obama's key architect for Obamacare is Harry Nostrilman. Is leaving after 20 terms in Congress. Believe me, they don't leave unless they know they can't get reelected. If you haven't heard the audio, listen to From I Have a Dream to I Have a Scheme. By the way, have you seen the mansions of the libs who bash the 1%? It's on the bottom of michaelsavage.com. Here comes the train. Time for me to go home. Now remember, every time you hear those train sounds on the train tracks, go and look at Michael Savage's semi-autobiography, Train Tracks, now available in paperback everywhere.
Savage.